Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection on this Remembrance Sunday. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. The better, stay in tune with the thought that you should. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying will bring joy and happiness to someone.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 or so minutes out of your busy Sunday to join with me and others across the airwaves as we link our souls and minds to deepening consciousness. So on this Remembrance Sunday, we're holding in our hearts not only those that have fallen in the first two world wars, but those that are continuing to die with the effects of either a full-on war or through terrorism, which is another form of active war. And in all the ways that human beings are still finding on this earth ways to hurt one another. So let us remember those who have fought for freedom and for justice. And may their lives not be in vain, as we each do our part to bring peace here on earth, an understanding and an acceptance of the oneness that pervades in and through all of life and all of creation. My theme this morning is entitled Becoming the Watcher. And I want to start off with the first sacred text I want to share from Proverbs 4, 2, verse 3. And it says, watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life. That is one of my favorite verses, and you know there are many. But what is doing the watching? And it's that I want to speak to this morning. The quote that I shared from William James yesterday, which I loved, is that a great many people think they are thinking when all they're doing is merely rearranging their prejudices. I believe that we can't identify our prejudice unless we become aware and conscious. And in order to do that, we need to watch what our thoughts are, where their threads are rooted in, and who, again we come back to the question, is doing the watching. It is the spirit, the consciousness of God, the I am that is in each and every one of us, that we like to refer to as our higher self, that in moments when we allow it to come to the fore, can observe itself in us as us, as we are having the various thoughts, ideas, prejudices, or whatever that is going on in our consciousness. And in those moments, as we allow the watcher to observe when we're being angry, when we are having a moment, when we are in our zone or whatever it is, we then be cognizant of our behaviors and our patterns and where those thoughts and how those thoughts have arisen in us. I was fascinated this week as I recognized a particular pattern for myself and my life that I hadn't fully realized and recognized until the watcher took over and pointed out and observed. It was observing the rationales that I was having regarding this particular trait of mine and how it led back to early days in my upbringing. The watcher is always able to see our actions and our patterns and our behaviors. And when we allow it, it is separate from the actions and the behaviors and the patterns. We get so embroiled in thinking about our emotions and our feelings as if we have no control over them. That which is doing the watching is not touched by the feelings and the emotions we're having. It is totally objective. We, when we drop back into our egoic nature, identify the particular emotion or feeling. And once we have identified it, then how that feeling causes within us to feel arises. The watcher does not experience that. We are experiencing that. So when our sacred text is reminding us to watch, to be conscious, to be aware of what it is that we are thinking, what are the prejudices we are holding, what are the patterns that we have held on to and continue to build upon that are unhealthy, it reminds us to say, watch it with all diligence. Watch what's going on. Because out of it comes the issues and the experiences of our life. Jack Canfield says that we have control only over three things in our life. The thoughts we think, the images we visualize, and the actions we take. As we are cognizant of the watcher who is observing our thought patterns, who is observing our reactions and responses, who is observing when we are losing the plot, as it were, it is not affected or impacted by it. And when we can understand and recognize that, then we start to look at how we can change things. One of the things that you never or very rarely ever hear me talking about or reference in any of the sacred texts is about demons or devils. It's something that you will very rarely hear me speak to or speak of. Because I personally believe that when we are talking about the demons or the devils, we're talking about those thoughts and beliefs that are not in alignment with our true identity as children of God. The Christians in the early days, when you remember that it was all about power, power over the people, and the people did not have the ability or were not educated to discern for themselves and so relied on the church and the early church fathers for guidance and direction. And so there was always this thing about how to disempower the people and making the church as the only way for salvation, the only way to know God, or the only way to get into heaven. And again, remember the context of the times. There was a lot of suffering and a lot of poverty still now, but there was a lot that was going on that the church sought to control the people through fear. And so it was said that in the early context of the Torah, the Jewish version of the what we now call the Old Testament, but they still refer as the Torah because that's their holy books. Satan was never given a capital S as he is in the New Testament, but a small S. And it meant adversary. That was which was adverse to the truth. That which was adverse to our understanding and awareness of God. And so when we look at the teachings of Jesus and the parables, I believe that when we're talking about demons and devils, we're talking about those thoughts that are not in alignment with the truth of our being. And when we talk about people being possessed, it's when those thoughts which are negative or unhealthy or unconstructive are taking priority in their consciousness. We talk about here on the Sunday Soul about dualistic nature, where we are judging things as good or bad or happy or sad, when everything is simply an experience of one degree or another. And we simply scale it as one end being good and the other end as being bad. The Bible says that God makes the sun and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust and the good and the evil. Therefore, God is not judging as we are judging as good, bad, happy, sad, etc. And so I believe that when Jesus did the healings, when Jesus did the casting out, he was calling forth people to remember their true self, their true identity. And so my story I want to share with you is from Matthew 8:28-34. When he came to the other side, to the country of Gadarenes, two demoniacs coming out of the tombs met him. They were so fierce that no one could pass that way. Suddenly they shouted, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a large herd of swine was feeding some distance from them, and the demons begged him, "If you cast us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and entered the swine, and suddenly the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and perished into the water. The swineherds ran off, and going into the town, they told the whole story about what had happened to the demoniacs. Then the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their neighborhood. Always, I like to look deeper at what the teachings are showing us and what it really means. If we look at and we're thinking of the demons, the demoniacs, as being thoughts that are unhealthy, that are not in alignment with truth, that are not in alignment with our Christ consciousness. They became aware when Jesus approached that here was something that was totally sacred and spiritual and recognized its true identity. They became aware that the Christ consciousness was more powerful and more strong than they were. And so they begged, they wanted to return back to the source of all that is. And when it says they went into the swine, that is our animal nature. They went back into their animal nature and they rushed into the sea, into the waters. The waters represent that which is spirit, the undifferentiated mind of God, that infinite intelligence, that energy, that life force that is everywhere present. Our base nature returned to its true identity, that awareness, that understanding that we are children of the Most High God. The watcher that is in us recognizes itself when it is able to observe our actions and reactions, our responses and our behaviors, our patterns and our ways of thinking, when we can separate ourselves from the way we are thinking. When we allow the watcher to observe and track our prejudices and track our patterns and track our beliefs and thoughts. We all get possessed from time to time sometimes more often than time to time, with our own demons and our own devils, when we get into that narrative and that way of thinking that we are not enough, that we can't manage, that we can't achieve, that woe is us. That is when we are allowing the devils and the demoniacs to possess us. When we forget our true nature, when we forget our identity as children of the most beloved High God. My beloveds, my invitation always for us on the Sunday Soul, and as I constantly share my journey, my struggles, my experiences with you, to let you know that we are not alone. All of us are experiencing something similar, and all of us are here to support and encourage one another. Always I refer to Jesus as my greatest teacher, because he was not the exception, but he was the example of how we can be, how we can show up and be better. When he took himself away from the crowds, it was to allow his watcher within, the God in him, to direct, to illuminate, to energize him. We too can do the same. I believe we can only heal that which we are conscious of and that which we are aware of. As we allow the watcher within us to make us conscious of what we are holding that is not of our highest good. As we allow the watcher to make us aware of the demons and the devils that are being or that we are possessing, allowing to possess us. When we are caught up in those thoughts and feelings that have no roots in God. We are here to acknowledge and recognize our true nature, our Christ nature, and recognize when we are aligning ourselves with our human, animalistic nature, which is self-serving and self-seeking. We are here to experience the essence and the presence that is the divine life within each and every one of us, and to see it in others, no matter how challenging it may be when they are expressing anything other than their divine nature. My poem is entitled Prejudice and Stereotypes by Robert Mestre. All Asians know karate and eat raw fish. Chitlins and collard greens are blacks' favorite dish. The Irish are nothing but wife beaters and drunks. And don't turn your back on those thick, thieving punks. Italians, even women, are short, fat, and hairy. Rednecks practice incest and children when they marry. French people smell, the girls don't shave their pits. And all Jews are greedy, though they are filthy rich. All East Indians own gas stations and convenience stores. All Americans are fat and their women are whores. Doesn't this sound stupid when it's being read? So think how it sounds when it's being said. Better yet, how would it feel if said about you, your family, your friends, or just someone you knew? Now multiply that by everyone that they know. Soon you would cover the entire globe. Do you see what I mean? Do you get what I'm saying? One little comment, and the whole world is paying. Beloved, on this Remembrance Sunday, it is a time to remember how our prejudices and our demons can cause us to create wars. When we see people as less than, when we see people as the other, when we see some people as inferior and others as superior, when we are judging because of the race, the color of their skin, their culture, their sexual orientation, or any of the other things that we find to judge and be prejudiced against one another. When we allow the watcher in us to observe and direct us away from our prejudices and our petty bigotries and all the things that we allow to conjure up in our minds, we can start to bring peace on earth by starting with peace in ourselves. My Sciences Mind reading is entitled, I Consciously Respond. The first quote comes from Lao Tzu, who says, the key to growth is the introduction of higher dimensions of consciousness into our awareness. The second quote comes from The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes, page 307. Our lives are the result of our self-contemplation. The author writes, the unexamined life is not worth living, is wisdom attributed to the philosopher Socrates. It extends to us an invitation to never hesitate our exploration in uncovering the known and unknown causes that precede our world of effects. We are invited to regularly sit in self-examination and observe our relational patterning with the world around us. We can access our inner inquirer and honestly answer, am I reactor or responder? Am I more apt to react to situations of discomfort and disagreement with fear and contention? Or am I evolving more into the realm of conscious responder? The conscious responder breathes, pauses, and knows that regardless of whatever opposing viewpoint or misunderstanding may be arising, there lies within a knowing that all is continuously well. A solution does indeed exist, and nothing or no thing can be lost, taken away, or withheld from the one who understands their divine purpose in the world. This adventure called life is a gorgeously constructed training ground of perpetual learning and soul progression towards greater consciousness and transcendence. Today, let us engage in an authentic inventory, examining the way in which we relate to others. We can choose to live in the energy of the peaceful responder. I put together from the words watcher certain actions we ought to embody. W, watch your words. A, watch your actions. T, watch your thoughts. C, watch your companions. H, watch your habits. E, watch your egoic nature. R, watch your responses and reactions. We are responsible for what we allow to dwell in our consciousness. And the invitation this morning is to become a more conscious watcher and observe your thoughts, your actions, your beliefs, your habits, your responses, the companion thoughts, your nature. Swami Vivekananda says, we are what our thoughts have made us. So take care about what you think. Words are secondary. Thoughts live and they travel far. Beloved, this morning, as the invitation is to be cognizant of the watcher, to be aware of our attitudes, our prejudices, and all of the actions we take as a result of them. On this Remembrance Sunday, let us be cognizant if there's very demons that have been possessed by people that have caused the wars that we are remembering today and the loss of life thereof. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and allow the watcher to be more conscious within our inner realm. Always you're invited to be cognizant of the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. And always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. And so, beloved, as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. My breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. healing. Now, as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I remember to watch. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out my prejudices. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in and watch. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out prejudices. Watch. Prejudices. Watch. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, of the inner realm. Let us take a moment to be intentional for our week ahead. To see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be, do, have, or experience. And always as we are visioning, we embrace the feeling aspect of what it would be like as we achieve that which we are visualizing. Thank you. breath in. As we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. Divine Beloved, ground of being, Thou who art the watcher in each and every one of us, as we consciously come into this communion with You at this time, letting go of any of the demons or devils that have possessed us, that separate us from our truth, that we are one with You, that we are children of the Most High God, that the Christ within is our true nature. Let those egoic, animalistic thoughts that possess us dissolve into the infinite mind that is Your spirit, that is Your presence, that is everywhere present. Let us bring back to the fore of consciousness of who we are and whose we are as children of the Most High God, made in Your image and likeness of health, wholeness, and perfection. That when we stoop to be fearful or filled with lack or worry, let us cast out those demons from our consciousness and remember our true nature, our Christ nature. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. On this Remembrance Sunday, we remember those who have fought for justice and freedom, for those that have died, and those that still continue to die, as still humanity fights for justice and freedom. May our hearts and minds be open to the remembrance that we are one, one with each other and one with You, irrespective of culture, race, religion, or anything else that we see as separate one from another. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. It feels as if every nation on this world, on this planet, is in need of healing, is in need of coming back together to this oneness, to this interconnectedness. And so we gather here this morning to send out love into the world, to send out peace into our world, send out healing into our world. And we ask that You cleanse us and purify us of anything that sees separation from You or from one another, that we release our prejudices and all the reasons we see or feel or experience that makes us unloving or unkind to our fellow beings. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, You are unchanging and changeless. You are the same yesterday, today, forever, world without end. So as we trust the truths that are written in the sacred texts of old, may we also be open to trust that You are still speaking to us, and as we allow the Watcher within to illuminate our consciousness, let us live and speak from these teachings now. For anything I have failed to ask, I know You will not fail to bless. For it is the Father's good kingdom, good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For Your infinite grace, Your endless blessings, Your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands over your heart, palms down, and affirm, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms facing outwards, and affirm, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release and let go, and so it will. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Our science of mind affirmation. I respond to all encounters.
I respond to all encounters.
With conscious kindness.
With conscious kindness.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Our Buddhist meditations. If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone knowingly or unknowingly.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our Rumi quote, our rumination for this week. Division is forever on the prowl, seeking out kinships to rend and tear. My closing benediction for you today. Is by Mary McHugh and Patricia Stoat. May God, the brightness of the universe, bless us. May Jesus, the light of the world, disturb us. May the Holy Spirit, energy of the cosmos, strengthen us. May we be blessed with the power to speak and live the gospel all of our days. My beloved, as we come towards the end of our Sunday soul, just to remind you, we have our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10 on Thursday as usual. And my closing song is from my latest favorite artist, Ryan Ellis. It's short and sweet, and it's entitled Life. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I wish you a very happy Sunday and a blessed week to follow, and I look forward to joining you again on Thursday for our midweek prayer. Peace and blessings.